I read a story saying that some of the bigger players in the industry were importing coffins from other countries in Southern Africa that have a few to spare at the moment. And I know it's a slightly grim topic, but I thought, do you have to be buried in a coffin? Is that law, or is that an individual choice? I mean, I have said in my will that I must be cremated without ceremony at all, and that my body must be burned in the cheapest available container. And I don't know whether I can be buried in a shroud. Can I be cremated in a shroud? Or is there regulation, sensible, necessary regulation, which decrees otherwise? So that's why we're joined on the line by Peter van der Vesthuizen, the General Manager of Funeral Services at AVBOB. Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Is there a law saying you have to be buried in a coffin?
Yeah, that is regulated by local bylaws of the different councils. But I think besides the legislation that can most probably in some towns allow for a person to be cremated without a coffin, I think we must also look at the practicality thereof. You mentioned that your will said, no, you don't want to have a service. You must go straight to the crematorium, be cremated at the cheapest possible way. But I think in most instances, families have a funeral, whether it's now where you're going to get buried or being cremated, and then from the service you will go to the crematorium or the burial site. So in that instance, you will need and use most probably a coffin. And I think for the dignity of the deceased and the handling of the deceased, it's also important that the person is coffined before being cremated.
But if I say that my dignity does not need to be treated in that way, I am happy that it's perfectly dignified for me to be buried in a Hessian sack.
Can I
make that decision?
I think most probably in certain instances where the bylaws allow for that, but we're a national player, and most of the bylaws require for us to make use of a coffin. So we sort of in our internal processes have built that in that we will not do a cremation or funeral without a coffin. So, I mean, there are cheap alternatives and boxes, but we don't make use of that as a business. But like I said, I mean, there might be some local councils where the local bylaw does not force a family to use a coffin or casket when the loved one gets cremated. But in general, we are using coffins and caskets for the deceased.
Peter, just stay with us. We're bringing Ibtisam in from Wellington. Hello, Ibtisam.
Hi, John. I just wanted to mention that Muslims don't use coffins at all, ever.
Ever, at all. I know that the deceased is in a shroud, but that's it. Yes. Then the shroud is lowered into the hole in the ground.
Yeah, I think there are some planks to sort of support the hole. But yeah, no boxes.
And that is decreed by the words of the prophet.
Well, yeah, that's the religion. But I mean, I wouldn't think that the bylaws would be different for Muslim cemeteries than for other cemeteries.
Okay, Ibtisam, thanks for that. Peter?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about cremations. I believe that in some...
Well, I'm talking cremations and burials, trying to get a perspective on both.
No, I mean, there are religions where people are buried in a shroud, and that's allowable. But our initial conversation went around cremations and whether people can be cremated without a coffin. And like I mentioned, most of the bylaws regulate that and say there must be a coffin or casket available for the cremation. So like the person mentioned that, yes, there are burials and there are religions where people are allowed to use shrouds and where people are buried like that.
Okay. I was talking about both burials and cremation. No, I'm sorry I didn't make that clearer.
No, it's not an issue.
Yeah, I mean, you know, why can't it be slid into the fire in, as Vickers suggested, in banana leaves, you know? Banana palm leaves. Why can't I? I mean, I appreciate that there are bylaws which regulate that, but are they bylaws which are necessary? Is there a reason beyond dignity which I am prepared to surrender?
Yeah.
And I accept that not everybody might feel the same as I do. They might want the dignity of an enclosed container. But is there any kind of, I don't know, health reason why?
You know, like I mentioned earlier, I think in terms of handling the deceased, it makes it also very difficult for the workers. We have limbs that keeps on moving, and I'm sure there's most probably alternative ways around that that the undertakers can use to limit that. But we're in special circumstances. So if we run out of caskets and coffins in totality, I think it's something that the councils may look into and say, okay, should we not change the bylaws in this specific municipality to make provision for people to be cremated without a coffin or casket? So I think there is most probably a debate that can happen whether it's something that we should look into or not.
I mean, I suspect that not enough people would want to be buried, or apart from Muslims for whom it is part of their religious practice. I don't think there would be too many people who would want to be buried in a shroud or cremated in banana leaves to make an impact on the coffin shortage that your industry is facing at the moment. But I was just interested to find out. We got a message earlier today from a funeral practitioner, Peter, who we were talking about the rankings at which people should be vaccinated, who should get vaccinated first. And this funeral practitioner said, what about us? And is there evidence that dealing with COVID-19 corpses poses a risk of infection to the staff that are working with those remains?
Man, I don't think there's any evidence as yet. There's some talk that says it's fairly safe working with a COVID deceased, and then there's the World Health Organization say no, there's certain practices that we need to go through to make sure that our staff are safe. But I know in the city of Cape Town, the city is communicating with the funeral industry in terms of vaccinations, asking them about their staff members and so forth. So obviously they think it's important, and I think our staff members and people working in the funeral industry will be quite keen to be vaccinated, to be 100% safe. Because I think it's always in the back of your mind, is there a chance that you will get COVID-19? Because, I mean, our people are working directly with the COVID-19 deceased. And I think to a certain extent, they're all concerned about their health, the health of their families. And that must play on their psyche, psychologically putting them under immense strain and pressure. So I believe, it's also frontline workers similar to the medical fraternity. So there's definitely a case to be made that funeral service workers should be also forming part of the first line of people getting vaccinated.
Peter van der Vesthuizen, thanks for talking to us. General Manager of Funeral Services at AVBOB.